Mexican drug violence has missionaries on edge. Genesis is an open door to the gospel in Niger, and baskets of love are needed for Africa, Asia, and Latin America. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Drug violence continues to spread fear in Mexico. Monday, chief of police in Chihuahua State was murdered. An American woman was killed in drug-related violence in Juarez Tuesday. Monterrey, where missionaries John and Jean Heron are teaching, it's no longer the safest city in Latin America. In terms of ministry, John says the violence has affected their work in a couple of ways.
We have had to change some of the things that we do and move them to perhaps a weekend. Nothing that has absolutely stopped the work, but it has made us pull back and change the way that we do things.
Many short-term teams have had to cancel because of the violence. While he's not giving thanks for the violence, he says
it allows us to enter lives in ways that we haven't before. And because of the unrest and the fears in people's lives, they are looking for answers. So we see that the city is opening up more to the gospel.
Pray short-term teams will return and safety for their workers. Elsewhere, election watchdogs say Haiti's elections were valid. Results are expected by December 7th, but it could be as late as December 20th. The Caribbean nation, with a notorious reputation for violence, could be looking at a long political limbo, but life goes on. Worldwide Christian School Steve Goering says it's unlikely their partner will be immediately impacted by the results, so they're moving forward with their rebuild program.
We refer to it as tear it down to build it back up. There's schools and many buildings that are unsafe. We have to tear those down. We want to employ Haitians to do this. They will also be involved in the rebuilding of these schools.
However, rebuilding 200 schools is a big project that can only be managed in bite-sized pieces.
Right now, our target is those five. As soon as we start seeing success, we'll start adding new schools to list, and we expect to do this for 3 to possibly 5, 7 years.
They're a force for positive change in Haiti, offering a fresh start for Christ-centered schools. You can help. Look at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The people of Niger have a deep history and long family roots. One way you can get their attention is to tell a story. Another way is to show genealogy. This is one way it became apparent that genealogies would be a way to share the gospel. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says,
I never even thought about the book of Genesis as being an evangelistic tool.
Problem solved. Take the gospel in through the Old Testament. However, 80% of the people are illiterate. ASM can still tell that story in audio with the help of the church there. They're laying the groundwork for evangelism and discipleship.
We're going to be doing a distribution of approximately 500 audio Bibles as God provides, and then we're going to be asking the national church, who are working with us on this, to do sort of a follow-up study.
The project should launch in early spring. It costs about $50 per player. Keep praying. There are a lot of significant challenges ahead. Meanwhile, the Digital Bible Project introduced in March of this year by Faith Comes By Hearing is getting a redesign. FCBH is announcing the launch of the recently redesigned Bible.is website. Originally home to information on the ministry's free Bible apps, the revamped site will now allow users to read, listen to, and even share their favorite verses on Facebook and Twitter. This could be a great opportunity for you to share your faith with your friends. NIN Network has issued a challenge through Facebook. They want to raise 50 baskets of love for needy kids. The actual goal, a special Christmas project, is 1,500 baskets of love to homes in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. It costs about $50 and is full of food, supplies, medicines, and delivered by local church partners. The visit creates opportunities in two ways. First, it meets a need. Second, it connects believers with them and opens doors to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know much about it. Vision Beyond Borders is making available an incredible DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help raise awareness so you can pray more effectively. Get your free copies. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.